7.
This is Free Talk Live, the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's the Saturday edition of the show, and we're actually in here live, as we are every Saturday night.
Really?
It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Unlike all those other talk shows that don't think you're important enough, you weekend listeners, they think that you only deserve a refeed. Well, we're here live. We want to talk to you about whatever's on your mind. Again, toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. On the way tonight, we got lots to talk about, including some overseas stuff. We've got a story about how apparently the generals are being gone after. There's some generals that have come out against the Iraq war, I guess, after the fact. And Bush and his buddies don't really care for that too much.
No.
So that's on the way. Plus,
what do they know about war, anyway?
Plus, the protester at the meeting between Bush and the Chinese president, she's been charged with a crime. A misdemeanor. We'll fill you in there. Also, a so-called doctor has gone door to door offering breast exams to women. Now, if that wasn't odd enough, what's more strange is the fact that some women took him up on it.
Very strange.
There. Another related to this, there's a cop that has been forcing women to perform sex acts on him, and people are pawning things off to buy gasoline. All of that and more coming up here. We've got 3 hours to do a show, and we'll talk to you about anything. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. But you actually, Manwich, had a little story to tell.
Yeah, I did. Today I was at the cell phone store, and you know how the lines tend to back up. Not when you're trying to buy something at a cell phone store, because you're usually expedited there. But when you have a problem with your phone,
tech support, yeah.
Tech support or customer service, for whatever reason, you got to wait a half hour, 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what was happening to me, and one of the gals was talking to a friend of hers who had parked outside, and I didn't see the vehicle that had been parked outside, but I did hear an interaction as I was walking by between a gentleman who was wearing one of those police golf shirts.
Okay.
And I'm not sure what sort of police he was. I didn't check that out, but he was doing the helpful police thing, and he says, you know, you should tell your friend that he can't leave his vehicle running. Because, he could get up to a $500 ticket for that when he parks it outside.
In Florida?
I don't know the answer. He said that if I had had more time, I would have made a phone call. You know, my assumption is that he would have made a phone call to a police officer and gotten them over there to give him a ticket for his vehicle running. $500. And then he proceeds to, then she's like, well, I'm sure he didn't know that. I didn't know that. And he said, well, of course. Ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Oh,
and I was
no.
walking by just when this happened. I go, because, I said, how can anybody be expected to know all the laws?
You said that to him?
I did. I precisely said that to him. And he said, well, I'm not going to get into that conversation.
Oh, yeah. You're a coward.
I bet you're not, because it's ridiculous to think that anyone could know all the laws. What we really need in this country is fewer laws that enforce. And so he proceeded to explain to this woman, get the audacity of this law. I am only going to assume that what he's saying is true. I don't know. He explains to this woman, well, it's obvious why we need this rule.
Why?
Because
it's not obvious to me.
It keeps people from getting their cars stolen.
Because there's a law on the books that nobody's aware of that is going to charge you $500 if you leave your car running. So that you're supposed to get that $500 fine and feel thankful that you've been reminded to not allow your car to be stolen?
Well, you know, the thing is, it's my car. I should be able to leave it any way I want. Where's the personal responsibility in this? They have to fine me a $500 in order to show me that I need to not leave my car running when I park at places? That's ridiculous.
I know people that leave their keys in their ignition. I mean, is
I
that,
do.
I wasn't going to out you, but you've done it now. Anyway, I know people that leave their keys in their ignition. You're somebody that does it. And, I mean, if the keys are in the ignition, does that mean that you're going to qualify for a fine as well? Because that's just as easily easy to steal.
Well, I would have to assume it would be a less of a fine. But that's the thing is do we really need a law that gives me a $500 fine that protects me from getting my own car stolen?
No, we don't.
They just
want to take money from people.
Right, it's just fundraising. I mean, we don't need these rules. So, you know, I did not have any more interaction with the good law enforcement.
He didn't
want
to talk to you.
He certainly didn't want to talk about there being way too many laws.
Right.
This one being one of them.
If you're a law enforcement officer and you can dial in here tonight and explain to us how it is that any average person is supposed to know the laws, please, I really want to understand, because I've heard this before. We've heard it time and time again. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. Well, I think it should be. 1-800-259-9231. There's no excuse to have so many damn laws in this country.
Yeah.
It's impossible, a physical impossibility for one individual to know the law. I mean, can anybody refute that, really?
And, you know, my thought process on this is only bad cops enforce bad laws. And that's a bad law.
Yeah.
To enforce that shows that you're, you know, a petty, small-minded little tyrant.
Well, I mean, do you really think that they tell themselves that they're doing this for the good of the person?
I absolutely think that's what he thought. I believe that he thinks that. Well, it's obvious why we have this law. You know, people could get their cars stolen by leaving them running like that. Now, I got the impression that it might have been a larger vehicle, like a commercial vehicle that the guy left running due to the interaction that had taken place, but I don't know for certain. And it's ridiculous.
I thought maybe that the law might have had something to do with the fact that it would waste a little bit of gasoline.
I understand that.
Save the earth, that kind of a law.
But it's my gasoline I'm burning by leaving my car running. I don't understand. I mean, it's complete disregard for personal property and personal responsibility.
Look, if you're a law enforcement officer out there listening tonight, and you can explain this to us, you don't have to name yourself. You don't even have to tell our phone screener what city you're in. Okay, we don't want your superiors to be able to identify you, because a lot of them are afraid of that sort of thing. They're afraid of retribution. They're afraid if they come on and express their honest opinions about bad laws that they're going to have some sort of internal punishment occur. So we want to help protect you. 1-800-259-9231. But really, I mean, even if you're not a law enforcement officer, even if you're just some law and order type, you know, somebody that wants to really crack down on crime, please explain to me how it is anybody's supposed to know the law. 1-800-259-9231. I bet we're going to get zero calls on that.
Sure. No one needs to call in and defend this, because it's already a law, it's already in place, and you're already going to get a $500 ticket if you leave your car running and some cop comes along and feels like giving it to you.
I don't care about that specific law. I mean, you can call and defend that if you want to. I'm talking about how it is anyone's expected to know the law. The cop dodged your question, and he should have been able to answer that. Ludicrous.
Well,
protect and serve.
One thing about this law is it's ridiculous that anyone would even know that thing existed. So ignorance of it is not is absolutely an excuse. It's absolutely
wouldn't
an
work
excuse.
In front of the judge, I'm afraid.
Well,
the judge is going to say you owe us $500.
It shows how
so.
Illegitimate the system is that they've created at this point.
That's right.
Law and order, my butt. There's no law and order to this.
I like how you say it's an illegitimate system. I mean, how could it be legitimate? It would be legitimate if there were 10 laws and everybody was presented with the 10 laws, you know, when they went to school.
Somehow the Israelites made it with the 10.
Did they?
Oh, they had the 10 commandments. But then if you read Leviticus, there's a bunch of extra little rules that sort of floated in.
I was just making up a number. I wasn't referencing the 10 commandments. Well, speaking of bad laws, there's one that is going into, effect in... AP, according to the AP, law enforcement could pull over drivers if they aren't wearing seatbelts under a bill that the Senate approved 46-20 on Thursday. This is, Minnesota.
So this is no longer a secondary offense.
No longer a secondary offense. It would make wearing a seatbelt a so-called primary offense, meaning police are allowed to pull over and ticket a driver for that violation alone.
They call it click it and ticket. And it's really just people... allowing politicians to abdicate their personal responsibility for it.
And it's more fundraising, because usually there's going to be a $50 or $75 fine involved.
You know, and they say seatbelts save lives, but tell that to the people whose lives have been lost because they were wearing a seatbelt.
And they're out there.
I'm not saying statistically it's not true, but it happens.
Let's talk more about the seatbelt law and how it's going to infringe on your freedoms, because there's more to it than just seatbelts. 800-259-9231. Explain to me how ignorance of the law is no excuse. On the way.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231, and you can bring up anything. You don't have to talk about what we're talking about right now, and that is the law and how ignorance of the law is no excuse. Asked for a phone call from somebody who could explain to me why that should be true, a true statement. It allegedly is. Judges and cops claim it all the time. People in government always make that claim. Oh, that's ignorance of the law is no excuse. I mean, how many times have we heard that since we've been kids?
Countless.
And I'm sorry, it has to be an excuse. Because there's just too many darn laws.
There's no way anyone could read them all.
physically impossible.
Well, the police officer I spoke with today did defend himself in saying that you should only have to know the laws that pertain to you. But how are you going to know without at least skimming them?
Right. Is there a book out there where they've all been sort of concatenated down from all of the different law manual, the law books out there? Because how? I mean, it's just impossible. Is there one book that I can read to know all of the laws? The answer is no. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have archives. If you have missed a moment of the show, and if you're a Saturday-only listener, that means you've missed an entire week's worth of shows, because we do them 6 nights a week. So you can go and download them for free right there on the front page of our website at freetalklive.com. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. To learn more and join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free. 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604, freestateproject.org. That's one reason why I think a lot of people are going to the Free State, man, which is because they've had it up to here with these laws in this country.
The silly ones. I mean,
they're
almost all useless.
They're almost all useless. I mean, the only good ones would be ones that prevent things like rape and murder, and in fact, they don't prevent those things from happening. They just simply prescribe punishments for them. The other laws create crimes like drug crimes and gambling crimes and prostitution crimes and other crimes that don't involve a victim. And those laws we definitely need to get rid of.
Well, I think that laws should be taken into, taken case by case, and we would look at them as to whether or not someone is being harmed.
Well, here's one case where nobody's being harmed. The Senate of Missouri has just passed, by 46-20, a bill that's going to make not wearing a seatbelt a primary offense, which means that if you're in that state and you're not wearing a seatbelt, they can pull you over for it and then give you some sort of a fine. Many states already list not wearing a seatbelt as a primary offense, and supporters of the Senate bill said it's well documented that adding that provision to the law has driven down the rate of traffic deaths. I can tell you that if we pass this bill today and the House passes it and the governor signs it, we'll start saving 40 to 60 lives every year on Minnesota roads. That's worth it.
Well, you know, it's worth it to take away people's freedom to make a choice, I guess, right?
That's what he's saying.
The thing is I know people. I know one girl who's had two people in her family die in car wrecks that they wouldn't have died in, and one being her father, that they wouldn't have been dead in, at least this is what the lawmen told her, if they hadn't been wearing seatbelts. So how can a lawmaker be so callous as to pass a law that would make that girl wear a seatbelt? Important family members of hers have died.
It's a utilitarian thing. I mean, they believe that it's going to save X number of lives. So as long as the Y number, which is the number of people that will die as a result of the law being passed, is lower than X, it's okay in these lawmakers' minds. It's called utilitarianism.
Right.
They do what's best for the majority, as I understand it.
Well, can't the majority really figure out on their own what's best for them?
No.
I mean, are we little children. Are we such babes in arms
here
that we can't figure out whether or not to wear a seatbelt?
We're adult children, man, which we don't know how to take care of ourselves. That's clearly what Steve Murphy here in Missouri is telling us. Whether the House might actually follow suit. Now, the Senate's passed it. The House has not yet. Is unclear. Currently, there's no House companion yet.
I don't see why not. It brings revenue to police departments.
Sure,
that's what they're looking for.
The governor of the state has indicated he would sign the bill. They didn't respond to a request to confirm that. A few senators said the bill was unnecessary since wearing a seatbelt is already required by Minnesota law. They said it's another symbol of government's insistence on telling people how to live their lives. Said Senator David so-and-so, all this is going to do is allow police officers to pull anyone over for anything. Next thing you know, we're turning this into a police state. And yes, sir, you are dead on accurate. I wonder if he voted for the seatbelt law in the first place. Because step by step, little bit by little bit, the government is taking more and more control of your lives.
Yeah.
Taking more and more control of your decision-making abilities. And I'd like to point out that these people that are opposing this are absolutely right. This is an excuse for police to pull people over. And when the police have pulled someone over, it's not just going to be an excuse to give them a fine for their seatbelt and them not wearing their seatbelt, which they'll do and they'll make money off of. But it also gives them the opportunity to look for other evidence of a so-called crime, like having a joint in your ashtray. or something like that. Something that they can just walk up to the car and spot something or ask you if you're hiding anything or maybe ask if they can search your car. Cops love to do that. It's called a fishing expedition. They just ask people as they pull them over if they can search their car. And since they're so intimidating and they're trained to be intimidating, people, of course, say, well, yeah, I don't have anything to hide. Well, then you get to spend the next hour and a half on the side of the road with the cops tearing apart your vehicle. Do they put everything back the way it was? No. They just tear apart your vehicle, throw stuff out onto the side of the road, and then you get to put it all back together.
But it's always someone else, you know? Someone else who's getting their vehicle torn apart and someone who looks a little more suspicious than I do.
Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to David in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Mamich.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. Good. David, what's on your mind?
Roy, you know, the whole seatbelt law thing is very interesting. I think I have some special information that you guys will appreciate because my sister works for an institution that does traffic research.
Really?
Traffic statistics, yeah. And we had a big discussion about this law a few months back because I wasn't born for it. You know, I thought that, you know, if you want to be an idiot and go down the interstate at 90 miles an hour without a seatbelt, that's your own business.
Right.
You know, that's what I thought, but she convinced me with two very simple words, and as soon as I realized...
David, can you just back off from your phone just a little bit? It's a little distorted when you're speaking.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, yeah.
Much better.
She convinced me with two words after I got into an argument with her about this, because I didn't want the government telling me whether I could put a seatbelt on or not.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But the words are very simple. Projectile humans.
Okay, yeah.
Think about it this way. You know, you've got a housewife going down the interstate in her SUV. Well, these housewives are, I'm not trying to be mean, but they're not exactly slender model-type physiques. So
okay.
Imagine, you know, one of these housewives getting into an accident and projecting out of the windshield. That's a missile.
That's a pretty horrible thing to think of. It's likely going to result them snapping their neck or something like that. They probably won't survive that particular kind of a collision.
Well, and they may not, but that body is a very dangerous projectile. And, you know, really the seatbelt, who cares about the person, but they could hit somebody else.
But now, David, something could hit you anytime, just so you know. But now, what if they have something in the front seat, like a large box of something? Should we mandate that, in fact, boxes be strapped down if they're in the front seat? Or what about the back seat? Wait, it could shoot through the crack between the two seats. Something could just...
They probably should do some research on this. You know, as far as I know, the projectile human argument is the best argument I know of.
Well, unfortunately, it's not an argument to force people to do things and to force people into a certain decision. The state of New Hampshire is the only state in America that doesn't force people to wear seatbelts. And you know what? People do it on their own. It's just fundraising, David. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
If you had to flee your home in 3 minutes, what would you bring? Wouldn't it be nice if you had all of your important items in one place and ready to grab just in case you had to leave quickly in an emergency? Guardian Angel Preparedness specializes in survival products and 72-hour survival kits. Our kits contain only the finest quality survival supplies, hand-selected to be of real value in an emergency. We have kits for 1, 2, 4 people or more. We also carry emergency lighting, tools, and even survival supplies for your dog, like saddlebags and collapsible food and water bowls. Contact us toll-free at 877-442-7548. That's 877-442-7548. Or visit www.gapkits.com. That's www.gapkits.com. Remember, it wasn't raining when Noah built the ark.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number, and you can bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Live Saturday edition of the show. Again, 1-800-259-9231. We invite you to our website to look at the Shrine of Female Listeners that we have and participate in it if you're a lady. In fact, we're going to have a brand new picture going up on the Shrine over the weekend, Manwich. And if you're on our updates list.
Really?
Yes, that's right. If you're on our updates list, you'll know first, and you can sign up for the updates at updates.freetalklive.com. We're talking about seatbelts. Mandatory seatbelt laws. They're in 49 out of the 50 states. Now, in the one state where there aren't mandatory, is not a mandatory seatbelt law, do you think people are just dying all over the place?
Dying willy-nilly. As a matter of fact, they're being launched from their cars. Big, giant women are being launched from SUVs and killing people.
No, believe it or not. Believe it or not. Comparing Vermont to New Hampshire, Vermont does have a mandatory seatbelt law. New Hampshire does not. Actually, there's more compliance with wearing seatbelts in New Hampshire than there is in Vermont. More people wear their seatbelts in the one state where it's not mandatory. How do you explain that? Maybe it's because we're not treating people like children. Maybe it's because we're allowing adults to make their own decisions for themselves
educating,
in one state.
Educating them that they will keep themselves and others safer if they use seatbelts in general.
Simple education, simply asking people to do the right thing, not mandating it. Not trying to turn it into an income-generating utility for the police department, which is all it really is. It's just another way to intrude upon your freedoms. 1-800-259-9231. Let's see what Lee has to say about it. Levi in Washington, I believe, listening on KBBO. Hello, Levi.
Hi.
Hey, you know what? Congratulations. You're our first Yakima caller.
Wow. Well, that's quite an honor, I imagine.
We're so pleased with that. So what's on your mind?
Oh, I was going to comment on the tickets for leaving your car running.
Please do.
Oh, yes.
Well, they do that a lot in my town because we have a real problem with auto theft.
Mm-hmm.
And in the wintertime, a whole lot of people leave their cars running to warm up in the morning.
Sure, that makes sense.
And yeah, and then during that time of the year, the car thefts go up so much. And our police department's already pretty overworked. And so that's kind of a way to curb that so they don't have to spend extra time dealing with every auto theft and they can devote their time to other things. But if the ticket's $500, I mean, that's basically the deductible if your car gets stolen anyway. So I think it comes to piece of purpose as a deterrent.
I don't really understand the correlation between the deductible and the ticket.
Oh, if the ticket's $500 and you have full coverage insurance, then your car gets stolen and you get a new car and your deductible's $500. So basically,
but then you pay the
$500. You're really losing your collar and you're paying $500.
Well, you're just doubling up. I see. So if you get it stolen, then just leaving your car running either way, you get it stolen, you pay $500. You don't get it stolen, you pay $500.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess, but it seems to me that, you know, you have to have your car running in order to get it warmed up. And what if your car, you know, it has a tendency to die? Some people don't have a lot of money.
Well, they want you to sit in your car every single moment that it's running is essentially what the law says, right?
Pretty much.
You can't even start it up, open up your garage door in the morning. You can't start it up in there and just go back into the house and get yourself a cup of coffee while you're waiting. Otherwise, the cops might spot you and fine you $500. It's insane.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I would love to have a job where I could, charge people for me having to do my job. I mean, that's really a great gig because
that is pretty amazing, isn't it?
It's a nice way that they got it going. I mean, it's what they're supposed to be doing. And what would they be doing otherwise? Enforcing marijuana
laws? Yeah.
I mean, God.
Really, yeah. And there's not too many rapists and murderers to go after, so I don't see why they couldn't just go after a few car thieves as well.
And it's not like the cops are notoriously good at catching car thieves.
No, they're just lazy.
Generally, they take your little report, and if they happen to see the car, that's fine and dandy.
Right.
But you're not usually going to get your car back in one piece. It does happen, and thank God for the boys in blue when they do it. But
yeah.
I've had vehicles stolen and. I didn't. They didn't get it back for me. My dad drove around the neighborhood and found it.
Yeah, the same thing happened to my girlfriend's dad.
Funny how often that happens, huh?
Levi, any other thoughts for us tonight?
Actually, my best friend was in a car accident where he was wearing his seatbelt and his girlfriend wasn't, and they went off of a riverbank and hit a rock and flipped a few times.
Ooh.
She went through the windshield because she wasn't wearing her seatbelt, landed in the river. And was able to swim out and went to school the next day where, since he was wearing his seatbelt, the cab crushed down and crushed six of his ribs.
Good Lord.
And he had to be pulled out. He was underwater. And he spent 2 weeks in the hospital after that.
Oh, wow.
Well, he better continue to comply with those seatbelt laws, otherwise he's going to get a ticket.
Yep.
Levi, thanks for the call. We really appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231.
Yeah, here's the question that I have for the good law and order for folks out there that believe that this is a good idea. Is
these people just believe you should follow every law. They don't care what the law says.
How many, what's it going to take? Like, what is America going to look like when it's a police state? I mean, there don't have to be swastikas hanging around for this place for it to be a police state. We could just have red, white, and blue flags hanging.
What would clue you in?
Yeah, what would make you believe that we are now living in a police state?
As far as I'm concerned, we're already there.
I know that you believe that.
Right.
I believe that we're verging on it, that if we continue down the path that we're in, that we will, in fact, be in a police state. But what is it going to be the thing? Is it going to be random road stops?
Mm.
Excuse me, may I see your license and registration?
Where are your papers?
Do you have any drugs in the car?
Do you have the national ID card?
In the back of that SUV, are there any illegal immigrants?
if we search?
Yeah, mind if... What's it going to be? Where are you going today? I mean, terrorists.
Random door-to-door checkpoints? Random door-to-door searches.
Right.
Excuse me, sir. We're looking for a lost immigrant today. Is he hiding in your back bedroom? You can't turn this down. We're going to come in and look anyway.
We're doing a drug sweep in the neighborhood. So we're checking houses door-to-door to make sure that there's no heroin or illegal arms here.
Sir, are these your underwears in this drawer?
Ooh, it looks like your Vicodin's out of date here.
Mm. That would be a felony.
That's a felony.
We're going to have to take you in.
Unless, of course, you happen to know somebody who does have some more illicit illegal drugs that you could tell us.
Unless, of course, you happen to have a couple $1,000, we'll go away for that. 1-800-259-9231. How far are we? It's a great question, man. What would it take to clue you in? What would the indicator be for you to come to the realization that you're living in a police state? Everybody must have an answer. I mean... Unless the answer is there's nothing that could clue you in, unless your answer is there's no way America could become a police state.
Yep.
We're the best country in the world.
God, guts, and guns, baby. It couldn't possibly happen. Not under George Bush's watch. I mean, he's been given to us by God himself.
800-259-9231. Speaking of the police, here's a great little story from El Cajon.
I hope I didn't make it seem like I am pro-Democrat or pro-Republican by having made that statement. I believe the things that happened at Ruby Ridge and the things that happened at Waco were another indicator of a police state.
Sure.
And those happened under a Democratic president.
Government's getting bigger and bigger regardless of whether it's Democrats or Republicans that are in office. We're not a Democrat or Republican show on Free Talk Live. El Cajon, California.
They both want your money and your obeisance.
From signonsandiego.com, prosecutors filed more charges Thursday against El Cajon police officer for accused of soliciting sexual favors from female detainees in exchange for their freedom. We'll give you the rest of the story and what this dirty cop was up to. really dirty cop. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Your comments, and specifically answer this question, what would it take for you to realize you're living in a police state? 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You can bring up anything. It is Free Talk Live.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. That's toll-free 1-800-259-9231. You bring up anything you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Saturday edition. We're in here live. You can join us online as well at freetalklive.com, where the conversation continues on our bulletin board system. We have got over, I think, 99,000 posts there, about 1,200 people interacting, serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all right there for free on our website at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Conceivably, the biggest radio website anywhere.
I don't know.
Who could possibly
have a radio show website?
Radio
there
show
are radio websites that are much larger.
What's a radio website?
Like radio-info.com with all kinds of radio-related stuff.
I see.
Like. All right, so the question's still out there. The question is, what is it that would make you realize? What instance, what incident, what clue would key you in to realizing that you're living in a police state?
Well, not that we're necessarily living in a police state right now.
No.
But what would have to happen?
What is the criteria?
For you to believe that we are living in a police state.
Right. You must have an answer to that question. If you haven't thought of it yet, well, think about it now. And then when you figured it out, give us a call. 1-800-259-9231. Now, We've always had bad cops. And just because you have bad cops doesn't mean you're living in a police state. But nonetheless, the stories are certainly interesting to pass along to you. From El Cajon, California.
And it doesn't really matter whether or not you're living in a police state if a bad cop is the one who's bringing down the hammer on you right now.
That's true. You'll feel like you're in a police state at that point. You'll certainly feel abused.
And try to get some justice out of the police department when one of their own is
doesn't happen. Very rarely.
It's very difficult.
Well, you've got an officer in El Cajon accused of soliciting sexual favors from female detainees in exchange for their freedom. The two additional felony charges bring to 8 the number of alleged victims in the case against Officer William Robert Taylor. Taylor, who's 27, faces up to 17 years in prison if he's convicted. The defendant, who's out of custody on a $250,000 bail, is charged with 8 counts of soliciting bribes, 2 counts each of rape with a foreign object and sexual battery, and 1 count of attempting to dissuade a witness from reporting a crime.
Hmm.
Over an 18-month period, allegedly, he propositioned some of the women that he detained by repeatedly asking them, "What would you do to avoid jail?" In one instance, detailed in a February 3rd arrest warrant, a woman Taylor detained for petty theft last September at an El Cajon department store told police that he forced her to disrobe and perform a sex act in the back of his patrol car while he stood outside and watched. According to the warrant, the woman told police she believed she had no option but to comply with Taylor's alleged demands. Who knows what sort of threats he made? Police have contacted more than 300 potential victims and were seeking nearly 50 others. They include every woman who had contact with Taylor in the course of his job. According to court documents, they began investigating Taylor after a woman complained of how he had treated her after arresting her. And he is actually on unpaid administrative leave, which is unusual. Normally when the cops are being investigated for being bad, they get paid vacations. In this case, he's off the job without pay. So, who knows? Maybe this guy will actually get in trouble, man.
Well, usually if it's a case of something being done over and over and over again by a police officer where they've done something bad, then they get the unpaid leave. But if it's a one-incident sort of situation where they're investigating, that's when the paid leave comes in.
I see. So because there's so many different accusations in this case, that's why they've gone ahead and shut him off? Makes sense. 1-800-259-9231. So this is not the first time we've done a report on a cop forcing women into sexual behavior to get out of crimes. We've had people call in and tell us stories about how I remember one story that comes to mind is a lady who was pulled over, and the cop said, "Hey, I'd like you to go down this dirt road here with me." And I forget how she got out of the situation, but essentially she asked if she was being detained, mm-hmm. and he told her no, and so she was able to leave. But he essentially wanted to just pull her down the dirt road and do who knows what to her.
Who knows what?
Yeah.
If she would have ever pulled out of that dirt road.
Yeah.
Don't go down the dirt road with anybody.
Just because somebody is wearing a uniform does not mean they're a nice guy. Just because somebody is a police officer does not mean that they're trustworthy automatically. I'd love to be able to trust
them.
Or
that they're a police officer, for that matter.
Yeah, that's true. I'd love to be able to trust cops. I really would. I'd love to be able to feel good when I'm driving down the road and I see a police car and think, gosh, you know, there's an officer who's looking out for my safety. But no, I don't feel that way. When I see police cars on the side of the road, I think, ugh.
Well, I feel scared if I see the gumballs in my rearview mirror. I can say that
a few
times that's happened to me. I don't feel like...
get nervous.
Yeah, I feel very nervous.
Adrenaline starts rushing. And the adrenaline really starts rushing if the lights are flashing and they're behind you.
Now, I do like police officers. I like that they're out there. Hopefully they're all doing the right thing, and that's what I imagine. But what scares me is when they're not.
And we know that there's a number of them that are not. We know there's a number of them that are busy taking drugs from people and reselling them on the streets. We know that there's a number of them forcing women into sexual positions. And I'm sure some of them force guys to do sexual things as well. We know that there are bad cops out there. And unfortunately, from the cops that we've talked to on the show, the fact that there are bad cops and the fact that the system is so corrupt actually forces the good ones out of business. There are guys that join the police squad to make a difference in their community. And they end up discovering that the administration is so corrupt and so twisted, and that the bureaucratic hassles are so immense, the red tape is so thick, that they just can't stand doing their job. So they go into, like, private detective work. that go into private security work, and they leave the force. And if all the good guys are leaving, and I'm sure there's still some good guys out there, but if the good guys are encouraged to leave by having such a bad system, we got a really messed up situation.
I understand where you're coming from on this, but... You know, and like, for instance, with the drug war, you couldn't just, a police officer couldn't just stop enforcing all the drug laws, but they are the laws. And I think what we need to do is repeal the laws, not
go
after the cops on this.
Well, yes, and the cops are guilty of enforcing bad laws, so they take some sort of blame on this one. 800-259-9231, speaking of drug laws, we've got an amazing story for you coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. And get this, they guaranteed my success in writing. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Gee, honey, your feet look great in those sandals.
Thanks. Last summer, I was too embarrassed by my nails to wear them.
Well, your toenails sure look clear and healthy now.
Makes me feel terrible about mine. See, this one looks thick. That one's yellow.
What you need is Nonex Nail Gel. Nonex clears out the buildup that discolors toenails and fingernails. It's called keratin debris. Just apply Nonex daily.
And I'll have clear, healthy-looking toenails?
Just look at mine.
Podiatrist recommended Nonex Nail Gel. Now at Walgreens, Long's, Eckerd Pharmacy, Rite Aid, and Brooks Pharmacy in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. You get to bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Live Saturday edition. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you everything for free on our website. Live streaming, broadband, dial-up, archives, wiki, updates, and more. We give it away. Now, what can you do to return the favor? Well, you can vote for the show. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. You cast your vote there. It takes you less than a minute. What does it do? Well, it gives us more exposure because it keeps us in the top 10 charts. It keeps us, I think we're currently number 2, the number 2 podcast in the world, because we're a radio show first and foremost, but we release it later after the show as podcast format online at freetalklive.com. And we're number 2 thanks to your votes. So if you like the fact that we give everything away, go to vote.freetalklive.com. Takes you less than a minute. So we've been talking about the police and crimes and how the law, ignorance of the law is no excuse. And by the way, nobody called to explain why ignorance of the law is no excuse. Still waiting on that. 1-800-259-9231.
It's a great little catchphrase. I just don't think it makes any sense.
I don't think we're going to get any calls either. And just bad laws and just bad police behavior. And, of course, the drug laws have resulted in terrible police behavior. Just misbehaving cops, corrupt cops, and wasting taxpayer dollars.
Well, the reason that it's resulted in such bad behavior is because, you know, you get promotions based on how many drugs you find and all that stuff, especially in the narc forces. So whatever it takes to find these drugs is what you've got to do. So if you violate the Fourth Amendment in the process, no big deal. I haven't heard too many cases where I'm concerned with them violating the Fourth Amendment rights of a murderer or a rapist.
Yeah.
Because it's usually the cases that you see, it's drug laws.
That's true. And they're rarely raiding rapists' homes, rarely raiding the homes of murderers. I mean, if you've got a murder suspect, you can just wait till he leaves his house and arrest him. But they always raid drug suspects' houses. Well, in Oklahoma City recently, there was a police standoff that ended early Tuesday. 7 hours is how long the standoff lasted. And it started, of course, as a drug investigation of that particular home. Officers said they were worried about activity in the house, and they called in for a tactical team. Now, you've seen the footage of these things happening on the news before. You've got barricades set up all on the streets so cars can't come down it in case somebody comes out shooting. You don't want them to hit, you know, the soccer mom driving her kids to the game. So you barricade the streets off. You got cops there. They're pointing guns. They've got a loudspeaker. Come out of the house. Come out with your hands up. Yeah, that sort of thing. You've got multiple police. The SWAT team's probably there. How much does all this cost? I mean, per hour. This one was 7 hours long. How many hours? I mean, how much per hour do you think this cost the police?
I can't even imagine.
Well, it doesn't cost the taxpayer.
Yeah, it doesn't cost the police.
Well, I'm sure it was a lot of money, but for hours, they tried to make contact with somebody inside the house, and at about 3:30 in the morning, agents finally approached the house and found nothing. There was no one home. That's right. The cops surrounded the house and did a standoff for 7 hours straight, and there was no one home. How much did that cost the taxpayers?
I can't even imagine.
Are the taxpayers feeling good about this?
Well, they don't even know, and they don't care.
Yeah, you're probably right. They don't know. It was a teeny little article at COSO News. 1-800-259-9231. But if it wasn't for the war on drugs, that whole thing, that whole waste of money, that 7 hours, those cops could have been investigating a bank robbery or a car theft or something else where someone was actually harmed. But no, they spent 7 hours, taxpayer dollars, multiple cops, barricades, to find nothing.
Yeah.
Not that it would have been okay with me if they found drugs.
It was probably a pot investigation anyway.
Probably right. 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, gas prices. They are on the rise, and people are pawning their jewelry to buy gasoline now. We'll talk about that. This is your show. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is coming up.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.